as amoret with Phyllis at one evening on the plain, and saw the charming Strephon wait to tell the nymph his pain. The threatening dangers to remove she whispered in her ear, Phyllis, if you cannot love the shepherd, do not hear the shepherd, do not hear. None ever had so strange an art his passion to convey into a listening virgin's heart and steal her soul away. Fly, fly, betimes before you give occasion to your fate. In vain, quoth she, in vain you strive. Alas, 'tis now too late, alas, 'tis now too late. The pretty nymph with silence heard the utmost of her fate, and found from hopes she was debarred, because 'twas now too late. Whilst charming Strephon did pursue his Phyllis with kind smiles, says Amoret, what shall I do? His face my soul beguiles, his face my soul beguiles. But with unwearied art she tries her Strephon for to gain, whilst he as oft her love denies and kills her with disdain. For Phyllis had his heart surprised and in his breast did reign. All other shepherds she despised. Young Strephon was her swain, young Strephon was her swain. Fond Amoret, he bid adieu, who sighs and cries alone, Strephon's unkind and Phyllis too, to cause my endless moan. Thus without hope she did complain, till fate some pity gave, and gently death relieved her pain, and took her to the grave, and took her to the grave. Now Phyllis revels day and night with Strephon in her arms, and with each other take delight, both equal in their charms. Each smile from Phyllis doth rejoice fond Strephon every hour, whilst he doth bless his happy choice, and worships love's great power, and worships love's great power. The shepherds now together throng their loves to celebrate. Each pretty nymph with charming song do bless their happy fate. Their curious fingers garlands make to crown this happy pair, who forgot Cupid's honor's sake, were fortunate and fair, were fortunate and fair. Now languishing fair Phyllis lies under a shady tree, and wantonly cast up her eyes, cries Strephon, Strephon, see. What pleasures does my love afford? There's there no other bliss. Will Strephon gave her ne'er a word, but gently did her kiss, but gently did her kiss. When such like pleasures ended were, then hand in hand they went, to see how well their flocks did fare, which gave them much content. Then with a pipe he sweetly played among the kids and goats. The pretty birds were not afraid, but warbled forth their notes, but warbled forth their notes. Thus happily this couple live, no prince such joys can find. No discontent can sorrows give, no griefs perplex the mind. Long may they live and happy still, and merrily time spend, till age does both together kill, and brings them to their end, and brings them to their end.